Car Serum will begin in a moment.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This is Carcerum.
You realize what this means?
It's strange. It looks nothing like the real prophecy.
Oh, it doesn't.
Hey, listen. We didn't mean to badmouth this prophecy. It's probably really great. Because obviously I can't, you know, just read it.
No. It's different from the true prophecy. This can't be real.
By all means, go ahead and look for wisdom nailed to the wall of a piss-poor public house in the middle of nowhere.
Piss off? I live here.
What's it to you? I'm just passing through and was curious about local customs and whatnot. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing at all. You think you're the one?
What if I do?
Well then, we are honored. And I would like to buy you a drink.
Hey, keep your money. I'm just interested in the prophecy.
Oh, that's too bad. I've been from one side of this world to the other, and everybody who tries to tell me about prophecies has been a lunatic. But this one will surely be the one.
Look, friend, we aren't looking for trouble. We're just here because it got dark.
You ever seen that guy before?
Not that I can remember.
He acts like a vigil.
I think he is one. I think they all are. They all have the rings.
Can't really say if these were the ones I met before. They all dress in black and have the same attitude problem. It's hard to tell them apart.
See? This is why all that vigils code stuff is horseshit. What are we doing it for? That kid? Her? Gary, the million-year-old vigil? Nobody cares. I'm not keeping to some arbitrary set of rules just so some asshole with power can feel like a good person. Old man. Here, let's get him up.
Right.
One, two, three! Oh, looks like he's waking up. What's that, Gary? Oi! Hello, everybody! I'm some dodgy relic from thousands of years ago. Shadowrun is very exciting, and not at all a boring place full of mud and piss. Well, Gary, like this piss pot of a town, I'd say you're full of shit. Have a seat, old man.
That doesn't sound like the Gary I know.
Nobody should be treated like that. Shit eaters.
They look like they've been drinking a lot.
I like that they're buying stuff. But I don't like them saying mean things about Shadowrun. Hey, I live here. So does Gary. Oh, but they just love messing with him because he's retired. Although, Gary would never admit it. Honor among vigils, my ass.
You want us to kick him out?
How's that gonna work?
You just leave that to us.
Us? your friend here? Listen, what was your name?
Aura.
Sure.
Why not? Aura, no offense, but the vigil's entire existence is traveling around and killing or kidnapping people, and sometimes pearls.
How do you know that's not what I do?
I don't. But I'm damn sure that's not what your friend here does.
Oh, kitty. Hey, kitty. Come here. Wait. What the hell? Even the cats are mean here.
Yeah, watch out for Lexi. She's a mean one and she'll...
He can handle himself. I've been training him. Right, Kev?
What?
I can handle Conrad. And the others are probably drunk enough where you won't be in any real danger.
Look, I'd consider myself in training still. I'm not ready for this.
You're as ready as you need to be. Come on!
I really don't think we need to do this. We have a lead on where Godric's aunt is, we've got a new prophecy, which, you know, is fun. Why go looking for trouble?
Huh. You're right.
See? Look, we got what we needed. Let's just
You're not ready. I'll do it myself.
Wait!
Conrad! Vorla! Sir. Please, come join us for a drink. Hey!
Have you forgotten the code? A vigil protects those who need protection. We defend this realm. We do not gallivant. We are not beasts. We provide a service.
All due respect, Vorloff. But we're mercenaries. We keep things the way they are. Usually with violence. For money.
Wait, is that true?
Absolutely not. If you weren't pre-vows, I'd make this man your first test of might.
Conrad here is a special kind of vigil. The kind with one hand too many.
Nice to see you too, Anne. You going to take it from me? I'm sure you'd put it to good use.
Conrad, what about me? You leave our group and you don't even say hello to me? That hurts. Hurts me where I live.
Nope. Don't think I know you.
That's exactly what I said to you last time.
Listen, Vorloff, you need to ease up a bit. I mean, take a look around. Do you really care so much about these people? So much that you'd regularly risk your life and limb for a code? A code that does nothing to protect you? Don't pretend like you're not in this for the same reasons the rest of us are.
I chose this life because I believe in the code. Somebody needs to defend
your ability to make a bunch of money.
Yes, I agree. We all agree the code of I need money to live, so I'm going to make a lot of it is important.
Glad we could defuse this. You really seemed upset when you walked in here.
Sir, if it helps, I believe you.
Oh, yes. I used to as well. But then I got smart.
Isn't it funny how the people who claim to be smart never show it?
This is why people feel the way they do about vigils. This selfish attitude. It's disgusting.
Hey, Ari. Waha-ha. You've been staring at that guy quite intensely, it seems like.
Right? Aura, that guy looks pissed. What are you doing?
What? Oh. I think I've seen that guy. I mean, I know his voice. I'm just trying to see his face. It's just weird because I've never been to Shadowrun before.
Well, it's not that surprising. And seeing his face may not be that helpful. You know, people call Shadowrun the Bog of Faces. It's because people here tend to be incredibly forgettable. Take me, for instance. Go ahead. Take this in. Yeah.
That's uncanny.
See? What stands out about what I got going on here? Nothing. Just another muscle-bound, one-eyed gnome missing half his teeth. Just another face from the bog. You'll forget you ever met me as soon as you meet someone else.
What does that have to do with that guy?
It means he's probably not from around here.
You know, I've kind of come around on you, barkeep. You're all right.
Yeah, that's nice of you to say. Gonna stick around the old bog of faces a while?
Oh, no, 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 no. No.
You've broken the code more times than I can count. And that's just since I got here. Time to settle the bill, Conrad.
I'm not going anywhere. I haven't finished my drink. For Val and Cole.
For Val and Cole!
See, it's you. You're two idiots, and you're wet behind the ears idealist pre, who according to the code, ain't allowed to do anything to me. Versus a table of veterans who understand how the world works. That little one over there, she saw the prophecy on the wall, and she seemed to think that she was having a bloody revelation. Think about that. She saw something on the wall of the Lord's throne and thought, of course, the truth. I understand now. Tell me again why we're supposed to protect people like that from magic, instead of locking them up someplace dark and damp so nobody else gets crazy all over them. What's more dangerous? Magic or stupid?
I'm far more concerned about the danger of having a pile of garbage like you wandering the countryside and giving the vigils a poor reputation.
That's him. He's the one.
What one?
I don't like the way he's looking at me.
I think maybe we should go.
Did that girl over there say where she was from?
Ask it yourself. You're the man of the people, after all.
That's enough!
Found your voice, have you, Pri? You're following a nearly extinct breed. Might be the last of his kind. Although he would like you to think that we're the minority. Your ethical sponsor here thinks he should take us in and reprimand us. Little slap on the wrist for not checking every bullshit bureaucratic box when we do our jobs. Remember, it does not matter what I do. The code says a pre can't draw a sword. So you're gonna help him to slap my wrists?
Actually, I'm his sponsor.
Ho ho! Is that so? So you're here as a bodyguard and a babysitter.
And pest controller.
So you're here to fulfill your contract.
That's right. One way or the other, I won't allow you to continue sullying the code I've dedicated my life to.
Then make me!
My turn!
Not so fast!
Sleep tight, friend.
Watch yourself, Orloff!
Another one!
Bloody Pri! Bastard!
Hey, stop, Brain! Oh, my. Piss poor.
Like sore!
Not smart, friend!
That's my cue.
Wait! Where are you going? This is your bar!
Please leave and pay your tabs when you finish. Thank you for coming to Lord's throne.
Aura, let's go!
This is my chance! I can avenge Godric!
Godric? There are too many of them! Come on, let's go!
I'm going in!
You! Stop right there! Hey!
High and mighty!
As it was always going to end.
I can use a bit of help here.
On your left. Care to dance?
If you're not too busy, eh?
Let's go.
All right.
Now to your rest, however undeserved. Now, as to the girl...
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hold up!
What? Come on, you were right. We gotta go.
No. No. Come on, seriously. I'm so out of breath.
No! No!
Why did you mention Godric back
there? That was him! That was the man who came with that crew of vigils and murdered Godric's parents!
What?
I froze. I can't believe I froze. And then there's that second prophecy.
So that thing on the wall really wasn't...
Yes! Another prophecy! I couldn't read it all. People kept talking and then they came in, but if there's a different prophecy, then... God, what an idiot I am!
Hey, come on! Don't talk like that.
I was so, so sure that Godric was the Chosen One. And now I don't even know that the Chosen One thing is real or not. I mean, how do I know if anything is real?
Well, all right, that is a good point.
I've got to go back.
What?
Don't you get it? I have to read the rest of it. Memorize it.
There are people back there missing hands. Dead people. People who have literally tried to kill you.
But I... Godric, I...
Look, maybe this will help.
Kevin, did you... Is that...
I grabbed it off the wall during the fight.
Kevin, I can't believe you. You're amazing.
It's no big deal. Oh my God. I'm just good in a crisis, I guess.
Hey, what was that for?
And you weren't going to show it to me.
No.
And you were just going to, what, never let me see it? And if I wasn't just about to go running back in there, would you just have thrown it away or something?
I was just thinking it would be better to show it to you when we weren't standing in the middle of the street.
All right. I might believe you. Thank you. This is really great.
Don't mention it.
Hey, you forgot your sword! And your finger!
Keep it! Just keep it!
Hey, Linus! I got you a new sword!
And a new finger!
Well, you're right. We've got to get off the street.
Gary said that the lady lived at the back end of town. And since the gate was over that way, I'm guessing we want to go this way.
I guess that makes sense.
Those of you that can still draw breath, get out. You are not on my summons. But remember what happened here. For a vigil, the code is not a choice. However, the ring on your finger is. And we are more than happy to relieve you of it.
That went well. right?
Oh, shut up, Hal.
It was incredible. I only wish I could have helped more.
If you'd done any more, it would have ended very badly for you, code-wise. You did good.
That code. I think it causes Vorloff more problems than it solves.
Really? Well, I don't think that's true.
This from the bloke who turned in his neighbor.
No, but that was part of the law.
Nigel Town and wanted to protect it, did you? Then why aren't you still there?
I did the right thing.
Let me tell you something. If you had even thought about drawing your pissy little sword on one of these poor excuses for a goat turd, Vorloff would have turned you into the bank himself. Now, you still love the precious code.
Hey, whoa, you can't talk to me. Hey!
Stop.
Yeah.
First of all, he could skin you standing up, even if you did fight back. Second, it's not about you. Conrad used to travel with us.
What?
Conrad was one of Hal's friends before Hal joined up. But when Hal tried to get him in, Vorloff thought it was a bad idea. Conrad was always exactly like you saw him tonight, a complete self-serving goblin. And Vorloff sponsored him.
But why?
To stop Hal from doing it. Hal isn't exactly a pushover. Conrad was going to be someone's apprentice one way or the other. And Vorloff knew it. He also knew it would likely end like this.
I don't understand.
If an apprentice commits a crime, the sponsor is held accountable. Unless the sponsor can capture the apprentice themselves and turn them in. Orlov knew Hal would never turn in his friend, even if it meant losing a hand. So Vorloff became Conrad's sponsor. He was responsible for him.
But why couldn't Hal do it?
Because Hal is loyal to a fault. He never would have hunted down his friend for breaking the code. No, he would have lost his own hand instead of turning in a deadbeat criminal disguised as a protector. Conrad was always on that path.
Well,
enough. It's done. I need you to keep watch, Pree. The head watchman should have been around by now. If he's not here by morning, we'll go look for him. And where's Hal?
I don't know. I thought he was inside.
I'll find him.
I'll be back out in a bit to relieve you.
Who are we waiting for?
Don't worry about it. Just let us know if anyone's coming.
How should I let you know?
Just yell. Or come inside, whichever.
Hey!
What?
If it's so easy to get screwed over by an apprentice, why did you take me on?
If you for one second think that you've impressed someone with your fighting skills, you can forget that right now. I took you on because you're the perfect apprentice. You're a coward. You're so scared of what other people think of the law that you would never desert. And Linus, I'm not Hal. I would have no problem hunting you down and turning you in. Better still, I might just cut off both your hands and leave you to bleed to death. And that's why I took you on. Because you are the perfect disposable soldier.
Eat shit!
Prove me wrong.
Even with the full moon, I can't see what this says.
Look, on the door of that cottage.
Where?
What do you mean, where? We haven't passed another building in what feels like an hour. Look up.
Sorry, I was trying to read.
Look, on the door. Isn't that the same seal that's on the amulet?
Looks like it to me.
So, should we knock?
Maybe. Or maybe we should just go home. I mean, if that guy recognized me, we're all dead. Why risk this poor woman's life, too?
But we came this far. Why not at least see if this lady is actually Godric's aide?
Hurry! I'm blind!
The light! I can't see!
Shut up! Tell me what you want! Quick!
Stay tuned for scenes from next week's show, right after this message.
Are we really supposed to believe that that bird is...
Get him off! Get him off! Get him off! Get him off! Get him
off now! An apology can live hundreds of years. Some even longer. He must like you.
Carcerum, created by Shane Salk and William Holmes. Follow at Carcerum the Series on your favorite social media platform. For a full cast and crew list of Carcerum, please visit our website at carcerumtheseries.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.